Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are every Friday at 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time, here in beautiful Los Angeles County. Welcome, and as always, I have a great show for you today. One of my colleagues, actually, is sitting next to me, I'm so happy to say, because she is a licensed clinical psychologist. And I don't know if you guys checked out my social media this morning, but I gave you a little taste of what we're going to be talking about. Her latest book is one of the best relationship, dating, preparatory, self-esteem, self-help books I've really ever read. Why? Because she's an expert at it. And she is a doctor and a licensed clinical psychologist. And she's had patients for many, many years. And we'll talk more about that. But let me get to the title of the book. It's called Don't Sleep With Him Yet. What? It's a badass guide to dating in 10 empowering steps. I mean, how else are you going to learn this, women? And by the way, welcome to the show, Dr. Nancy Lee. Nice to have you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle. I am thrilled to be here and have a conversation with you.
It is so great to have you with me. And this is a great book.
Thank you. That means so much coming from you as another psychologist. I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Thank you. So funny, guys. I was just, we were talking before we went on the air, and after reading the book, I went, wow, how do you find time? Because I know you have a successful practice in Beverly Hills.
I don't sleep.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
No weekends and no sleep.
There you go.
The book was moonlighting.
There you go.
For many years.
That's the way to do it, though. This is what I hear. You know, you work, and that's the peaceful time, right? That's
exactly.
The quiet time.
Quiet.
Yep. So today we're going to be talking about dating, why you shouldn't sleep with him yet, why Dr. Lee named this book that, and it's a badass guide to dating. And it's got steps for you. It's self-help as well. Let me just share a little bit of information about Nancy. First of all, Dr. Nancy Lee is a clinical psychologist in private practice. Like I mentioned, she's here in beautiful downtown Beverly Hills, California. And she, by the way, is a 2015 Vitals Patients Choice Award recipient. And you do have a really good reputation with us.
Thank you.
With us, the LA County Psych Association and all the folks here.
You're making my day.
Oh, no, it's true.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a lovely approach.
Thank you. I try really hard, and I love what I do. I love my patients. I love my practice. So that means a lot to me.
No.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. No. And by the way, for your information, folks, her expertise is vast. She has a unique blend of clinical and academic dating and relationship expertise. And her practice also covers a wide range of behavioral health issues, from depression and anxiety to male-female psychosexual desire and functioning. And she's also considered a leading practitioner of cognitive behavioral therapy. And CBT is what we're all about, huh?
Absolutely.
That's right.
CBT rocks.
There you go.
Or I should say it rules.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this is your latest book. I know you've written in the past. I've seen your work online and stuff. So
mostly in academic journals. So this is my first really commercial endeavor, so to speak.
Yeah.
I've published in academic medical journals, but this is a first commercial book.
Good for you. And that says it all, by the way, folks. If someone is published in academic journals, you know
they know what they're talking about. So
hopefully.
There you go. By the way, if you want to email us hooked up right here on the show, you can do so. We're not going to take live questions today. We've just decided to do emails. So if you have any questions, maybe we can get to them. I think we're going to cover a lot of questions you may have. And it's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Go ahead, shoot us a question if you have it, and we'll just go from there. So let's get to the book right now. And in the media, if you go online, folks, you can check it out. Don't sleep with them yet. It's been described as a game changer for women. So why do you think that is?
The reason that descriptor has been used is, well, it is a game changer, yeah. But it basically reflects what women have wanted all along. We want to say what we want to people we are dating or to men or actually to anybody, even to a job supervisor. Right. What's really fascinating to me is that 6-7 years ago when I got the idea for the book and the title, I checked out the title with just various people, and I didn't necessarily get as positive a reception as I'd hope. Wait a minute, are you telling women not to sleep with God? Wait, are you sure that's going to be okay? Okay, flash forward years later, women are thanking me for the title. They're like saying that's such a yeah. great title, yeah. because it's what it is, they've felt that all along. So the game changer aspect, I'm not changing any the nature of how women think or feel,
right.
but I'm giving them permission to say,
yes.
I can speak up. I don't have to doubt myself. If right. if I speak up to this guy, if I want something, if I don't want something, that's fine. I'm going to say what I want or what I don't want. So yes. the game changer is women being really true to themselves, respecting themselves, and saying what they want and what they don't want in a consensual relationship.
And that's awesome. And there aren't a lot of books out there who are doing that, and especially coming from your perspective as a clinical psychologist.
Thank you. Yeah. Another thing that's really interesting, I think that I got very fortunate timing-wise, mm-hmm. because you could also say that Me Too and Time's Up movements, they're huge game changers mm-hmm. for women in the area of non-consent. Mm-hmm. But what I talk about in my book is the trickle-down effect of these movements, where women are finally feeling empowered enough yeah. to say what it is they want or how they're feeling right. in a consensual relationship as well.
Exactly.
So that empowerment is trickling down.
Exactly, it is. It's so true. And I love the way in your book, Don't Sleep With Them Yet, you do encourage women. And we're going to be talking about the ways that you guys out there can get more empowerment. And I'm talking about things like self-esteem and stuff like that. You know, just feeling how to understand yourself a little better and keep it real and be more authentic and things like that. So I know it's sort of obvious that because you're a psychologist and you've been practicing for so long and you do specialize in a lot of relationships and sexual issues and identity and on and on.
It's life, yeah.
It is.
And it's a huge part of life, and that's yeah. why people come into therapy. It's work and relationships.
Gosh, it is. And there's no stigma, folks, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Please come in. We all need it. The therapists need it.
But please, yes.
We've had it.
Most of them.
Well, hopefully. I guess we have. Huh?
I'm always saying, therapist, heal thyself.
There you go.
I have that banner in my office.
There you go. But besides, you know, the obvious experience that you've had and everything that you do, what were some of the other things that made you really decide to write this book?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So I'd be in my office and I would be seeing women and men all day long. But again, I am a woman, so I'm maybe, especially the women's issues are really resonating. And sometimes they're actually pretty painful to hear, but all the struggles. So a really common topic that would come up is that a patient would come and discuss with me about, you know, I slept with this guy and he's not calling me. you know, it was, I wasn't sure if I should have, like, maybe that was too soon. So that was one thing. On the other hand, there'd also be patients getting into these really intense relationships really quickly where, oh my God, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And again, sleeping together, becoming very intimate really fast.
Yeah.
Couple weeks later, they'd come into my office in tears.
Sure.
Sometimes, somebody, the guy broke up with them. Just, again, very quickly.
Right.
They were blindsided by the breakup. So, in discussing, like, what was happening with that, I had the seeds of a book. Another thing that was happening, especially with a lot of my younger patients, and honestly, anything from high school, late high school, on up, college age, but girls were coming in and they'd be hooking up, and that doesn't even necessarily mean sleeping with somebody. That's just technically any intense sexual act, French kissing on down. Use your imagination. And but they'd be, oh gosh, I hooked up with this really cute guy, and talking about, but you know, it's just a hookup. I don't care. Guess what? No. The following week, they would come back, and again, sometimes in tears, I haven't even gotten one text. Sometimes I'd have girls and looking at their phones during this session to see if the guy texted them. So I knew that there was something up. Something was happening.
No, I hear you. It's just, I'm totally, I get what you're saying. I'm visualizing in my mind the same situations. I have the same exact, he ghosted me.
Right.
And you and I know, as psychologists, we don't want to judge. You know, our inner voice is going, did you jump into something too soon, honey? You know, and our cells were going, did you do that?
Or were you emotional? Manipulated into it, and again, that's another theme of my book is recognizing emotional manipulation, because so many, look, that's not exclusive to men. Women will do that to men as well, but there were so many women who were being manipulated to think about a relationship one way where it really was not accurate.
Yeah.
So that was also something that I felt was, okay, there are the seeds of a book right here.
Exactly. You've got that right, Dr.
There was something going on in the air.
Absolutely. By the way, in case you guys just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, Dr. Nancy Lee. She is an author, and she has published many articles in journals, psychological, psychiatric journals, scientific journals. And this is her first commercial book, which is rockin'. It's one of the best relationship, self-esteem, self-help books that I've read. Honestly, guys, on dating, it's called Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. I love that title.
Thanks again. Thanks again, Michelle.
So cool. Anyway, if you want to email us, we're ready to go. If you have questions, you know, we can just go along here, and I'm sure we're going to be answering a lot of your questions. It's straighttalkdoc@gmail.com here on LA Talk Radio. This is like being with you, Nancy, is like sitting in my office going, oh my goodness, this is like I'm co-therapy thing here.
I don't want the interview to end. And I think we're going to have to continue this. We've got a lot of talking to do.
We sure do.
We're definitely kindred spirits. I almost wore the same color as you today.
See, there you go. All right. So it is a self-help book, and we're going to just kind of run down some of the most common issues. And you were talking about that women discuss in your practice, you know, when it comes to dating. And the focus here is on, and it's a grabber, the title, but no pun intended, but it's, you know, it's really good to
I like the, no, I love it. I love the puns.
I can't help myself.
It's Friday. I love the pun.
That's it.
I'm a punner too.
Girl. So, there, you know, the issues that I hear are very similar, and, they're about, a lot of them, have to do with just not understanding men, like you said. And this, by the way, let me just throw this in. Guys, we're not down on you. This is not, go women's movement.
No.
We hate you guys.
Oh, we love men.
Yeah, we do.
Seriously, we love men.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You and I both see men in our practice, and we really appreciate where
absolutely.
They're coming from.
And they get a bad rap. They have a lot of really similar issues too.
Mm-hmm.
So similar yeah. with different perspectives. So absolutely,
exactly. And one of the common things that you and I were talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said thank you for bringing that up because
sure.
I think that's an excellent point.
Good. Yeah. And no, they do. And it's just funny. You and I have a little kind of behind the scenes joke about LA dating. It's different, folks. It's Hollywood.
Right. It can be really tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, men, look, like I say, men want relationships as well. They want that check in at night. Hey, babe, good night.
Yeah.
Men also feel lonely. They want attachment. That said, remember, men have 20 times more testosterone than women.
Exactly.
So again, when it comes to sex, there's going to be different perspectives. Biochemically, we're just not alike. We're definitely equal in terms of getting, we want what we want. Look, women enjoy sex,
yeah,
but they don't have the same testosterone fueled drive.
Exactly.
So there are differences.
Absolutely.
There are differences with evolutionary psychology too. But there are a lot of really good men out there as well.
There really are. And I keep telling a lot of young women who are online, and we'll talk a little bit about online dating no-nos and myths, as you say.
Right.
Something
else that I should raise is mm-hmm. often, again, especially with younger women, but not, and by younger, I don't want to give away my age, but everybody's young. No,
I shouldn't. You're 38, right? Right,
okay. Exactly. Oh,
ish.
Wait, why not 33? No, but
okay.
But anyway, what I hear a lot from younger women too is, you know, so they're coming in and they're talking about an episode and, you know, they got carried away, not carried away in a good way, but
right.
they maybe did a sexual act that they didn't want to do. And they're talking about it in therapy and feeling remorseful
yeah.
or they regret it.
Right.
And we get into things. And so often I hear, well, if I didn't, the guy would have been mad at me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? Okay, think about that. So if this guy does get mad, because I'm not sure how crude I can be, but okay, because
it's
you don't have
FCC regulated okay, here,
okay, because so. You don't have oral sex with him or give
right.
him a blankety blank, is the guy going to be worth dating? Is this somebody
Thank
you want to be with?
Yes.
If he's going to, you know, somehow get angry or
yeah.
I give a lot of patient anecdotes and just sometimes there's no distinction between in office, out of office
right.
patients, friends,
sure.
just people. But this happened to be a patient where
yeah.
basically she was very excited. She walks dogs
uh-huh.
and she was so excited about an upcoming date with one of her clients.
Right.
Okay, like you mentioned,
this is
LA. I'm in the yep. heart of Beverly Hills, but she talked about how, you know, he drove a Ferrari and he was really quote unquote handsome and all of that.
Yeah.
They had a great date. Rooftop restaurant.
Okay.
Wonderful vibe. And then, okay, he says, you know, come back to my condo. I want you to visit Lucky. By the way, the dog, I even changed the name of animals,
yes.
pets in this
you
book.
Are,
I don't want
good, girl.
I don't want anybody identifiable. So the dog's real name is not Lucky. But he said, you know, come back. I don't want any angry calls after
there
the
you
show.
Go. There
but
you
he
go.
Said, you know, hey, come back. Lucky wants, you know, the dog that she walks. Lucky wants to, you know, say hi to you. Will he comes back, that was, again, that was manipulative right
sure.
there because that was a flat-out lie.
Right.
It wasn't about seeing the dog. It was,
right.
it was, he was telling, you know, he was basically, you know, really coming on, like, so strong
sure,
in that,
sure.
in the condo. And he,
right.
you know,
yeah.
so, you know, he was having her, you know, take off her top. And again, the oral sex, she tried to back out in
sure.
the middle, Michelle. And he was, that's
wow.
not how I roll.
Right.
So it
right.
was consensual.
Yes.
But it was
yes.
manipulated.
Right.
And,
I get that. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's a pretty Aww. Intense episode.
Mm-hmm.
But it does speak, it really does speak to women not standing up for themselves. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you've had life experience, you start getting it. It's like, wait a minute, why are these guys' feelings more important than my own? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow.
And I hear a lot of that, too. And it's, you know, there is something to be said. I equally have had clients who said to me, well, there are a lot of other, I really like this guy. I think he's really something special. And I do know that there's a lot of other women who, you know, probably he will sleep with him and could. So I want to sort of, if you jump ahead, so I can, you know what I'm saying? I want to be really fabulous for him so he doesn't want to sleep with anyone else, right?
That's, you hear that a lot, and it's such a misperception. You're no matter how gorgeous your naked body and your finely honed sexual skills are, that is not what is going to bind a guy to you. Right. In fact, the irony is that's probably going to backfire, because now you're one of 100 women who are just, hey, like anything goes. It's like, yeah, you're giving away all your power.
Yes.
You know, we as women have sexual power. Like, why lose that?
Exactly.
Like, right away.
No, it's really true. Do you think, you know, just to get a little insight into guys and stuff in your practice, have you heard men, you know, say to you that, well, you probably never heard them say, I wish we hadn't slept together so early, but
I don't hear that. Yeah. I actually, there's one exception, but it was the exception was the relationship, but that's a great point. Mm. You don't hear that from men. What you do hear is, you know, I went out on this Bumble date, say, and I really wasn't into her, but, you know, things got a little carried away and we slept together, but you know what? I'm not calling her. I know that she's not right. Meanwhile, what I guarantee that what I would hear from the woman in that scenario is, why isn't he calling me?
Right.
So that's a huge difference in perspective right there. Men will often sleep with somebody even if they know that they're not interested in dating them. In dating the person, a woman tends to sleep with somebody where she's hoping for a relationship with, but she doesn't. But she doesn't know if the problem is, she doesn't know if she's sleeping with him before there is a relationship.
Right.
Often.
Right.
Especially if that's what she wants.
Right. Exactly. And that's awkward to communicate when you're just kind of trying to feel the date, kind of feel the guy, and you feel the attraction or whatever's going on, and you're a little drunk. Maybe there's like a drink date on, you know, let's meet, you know.
Right. And look, flirting has been underrated. There is so much mystery and eroticism. What people may not realize is that flirting releases dopamine in our brains. So, and dopamine is as you know, Michelle, is a neurotransmitter that is associated with pleasure.
Yep.
So again, there's so much excitement, not just in the chase. Dopamine is also released when we pursue a goal we want very badly that's rewarding, and it doesn't get much more rewarding than great sex, but let the mystery and eroticism build up. Let that dopamine flow into your brain for the two of you. That is really going to connect you way more than just, you know, basically, again, like doing, you know, like letting everything go right away.
Exactly. That's perfectly said. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here on LATalkRadio.com. By the way, you can also listen, put up the app on your phone, so anywhere you go, you can hear us. All my shows are up in the archives as soon as we get off the air, so if you want to replay or download the show, you can do so with my special guest, Dr. Nancy Lee. Or you can go on iTunes Podcasts, and I think they'll be probably up this weekend, probably Sunday, for you to, it's free. It's on the couch for free, iTunes Podcasts. Check it out. If you missed a little bit of this interview and you've got a little intrigue by listening to what Dr. Nancy Lee says, you can check it out. Go from the top of the show. And the book is called Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. So here's the big question.
Okay.
We've been building up to this drum roll.
I'm ready.
How, and you've heard this all the time, how do we as women keep the guy interested in us if we don't sleep with him?
And again, that's a great question. But your brain, his brain, is going to do it for you. So like I was saying, there's, in addition to dopamine, there's something called phenylethylamine. If you Google it, it's typically abbreviated capital P, capital E, capital A. But when two people are really attracted yes. to one another, and hopefully that's happening with somebody right. you're dating, because oh. chemistry is really important, that is also going to be released into his brain. And it's going to build up and keep him so interested that he's not going to be able to sleep or eat. Or, by right. the way, with that buildup of the phenylethylamine, there's something called serotonin that keeps us calm, but that drops.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it's almost like who hasn't felt that attraction where, oh my gosh, I can't think about anybody else but seeing this person,
yes.
and I want to text them 100 times a day. And so the serotonin actually drops when we feel that kind of attraction, and the phenylethylamine goes up. Now, how do you get that to happen?
Right.
And I talk about very specific. Again, my book is really hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
Flirting with eye contact. Research studies have shown that when we're attracted to somebody and we look them in the eye and then look away, so this is almost like a love potion,
uh-huh.
that there is an automatic release of that phenylethylamine in the brain.
Yes.
I actually do call it a love potion because that's
yes.
what it is. So eye contact, a touch. Again, all of this is in the chapter on flirting, but the thought of, okay, I'm going to have sex with her at some point.
Yes.
This is assuming you two are really attracted.
Yes. Yes.
Really keeps somebody motivated and interested. So it's really his brain is doing it for him with a little bit of help from you. One interesting comment, and this is kind of funny because it was from Rod Stewart in 2012.
Yes.
But when he was asked what he's attracted to, and remember, this guy is such, well, used to be
yeah.
in his heyday, such
right.
such a womanizer,
yes,
but what he said, it's all in the eyes. And this is a direct yeah, quote from yeah. Rod Stewart. He said, I've been with some very beautiful women who had no sex appeal whatsoever. It's all in the eyes.
Wow.
So eye contact, a touch. By the way, it can be so erotic. It can be much more erotic to wipe a crumb off somebody's lips that you're really attracted
yes.
to than to touch their genitals.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
So there is... There is, I really do get into this very graphically
right.
in the book. There's a lot that women just don't realize because they haven't really, they don't know the science. That's what psychologists do. They study science.
That's exactly right. That's what we do. There is a science to this whole thing. What I also really like about your book, Don't Sleep With Him Yet, is you describe, because a lot of women, as you and I have experienced, come in and say, how can I tell if this is a good guy? He checks the boxes in terms of, you know, somewhat attractive. He has a decent job. He seems nice. So you hear this all the time. How can I, because I've been burned in the past.
We all have.
Been charmed, you know.
Woman on earth has been burned.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
So yes, we all have.
And how can some of the women out there sort of determine who might not be good for them, and what are some of the you know, characteristics that you really suggest that women avoid in guys who might be bad news?
That's such a great question. So I'm going to preface it by saying sometimes this is just the preface and then I'll get to the answer. Sometimes there is no way to tell. And yeah, that's really, really difficult because, sure, and one of the things I especially want to tell listeners out there is do not beat yourself up if you get blindsided or dumped and, oh, I should have known. Honestly, so many times you can't know. That said, in my book, I go into a number of categories of really bad guys. And these aren't like bad, right, like, oh, he's a bad guy, but he's really a good guy and he's cute. These are like guys that will end up tearing your heart out.
Yes.
So I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. If so, the term narcissism gets thrown around,
sure,
a lot.
Does.
So narcissists tend to be very, very charming. They often also tend to be either very handsome or successful or prominent or something. So a woman will get lured in very quickly. Dr. Michelle, you made the point about you talk to women and they're like, oh, 100 women would be going after this guy.
Yeah,
he's probably a narcissist, but I'll get back to that. But one way to really tell is, so once you start dating somebody, okay, actually, even right straight away on a first date, this is how a narcissist will give himself up. He's nasty to the waiter.
Oh.
So a characteristic of narcissists are insensitivity to the feelings of others,
mm-hmm,
and what that can be a waiter or server. Or,
right,
or you. But
yes,
again, this is a first date. Remember, right, he's trying to lure you in. He wants a relationship with you. He's obviously not going to show that to you, but he will be demanding and very entitled with a server or a clerk in a store. So that's going to be a little bit of a red sign.
Mm-hmm.
Further in the relationship, when you're okay, so he'll talk about himself a lot. When you try to talk about yourself, it's a polite listening at best, but there's no real depth in terms of wanting to really get to know you or who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Later on down the line, you may be in the relationship and your needs don't matter. And when you,
right,
do try to bring up your needs to, and this is, we're talking about a pathological narcissist.
Sure, sure.
Again, the term gets thrown around,
yeah,
a lot, but I'm talking about real pathology. So you'll talk about your needs and they're totally disregarded,
mm-hmm,
or the guy will like brush you off and say, oh, that's needy or that's stupid, or just
mm-hmm,
make
mm-hmm,
you feel somehow like your needs don't matter.
Right.
And they will, a narcissist, for example, will take, they just don't take even constructive criticism. They're going to rage and attack you. So, so that's one way. There's a lot of, again, we're in Hollywood, Beverly Hills. there is a lot of entitlement and narcissism that can be really problematic. A lot of my patients get involved with men who are so-called separated, which is a really interesting term. I mean, quote unquote separated. But yeah,
right,
just what, okay, but
yeah,
and the way I said that is they're separated for the moment but not really separated,
right?
Just ask them straight away, what do you want, are you married, are you getting back with your wife, do
yes,
you live separate lives,
right?
Just don't be afraid to ask these questions right off the bat.
Exactly.
That's going to save you a lot of heartbreak right there too.
Absolutely.
I can keep going.
No,
I don't
this
know
is great.
stop me. There's a lot of categories in there. I also talk about unreachables.
Yes.
Which is a term that I coined, unlike narcissism, which is in our manual,
yes,
a psychological
it
manual,
sure
DSM-4. So, and if a guy that you are dating is not, there's a pattern where you can't reach him on his cell, you're already in a relationship, and you can't reach him on his cell, and he doesn't return your texts, and you know, several hours later, he shows up with some BS excuse. Mm. Listen to your instincts.
Exactly.
If you think something is wrong, ladies, it is. And don't be afraid to ask him some hard questions.
Right.
Because you want to find things out sooner than later. Emotional manipulators is...
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Then this is the last one.
Yes,
I'll go into
no, this
now.
Is good. Because, I love this.
Because I can talk about this. We can be here overnight. We'll camp out. So emotional manipulators. And again, all of these things are not just exclusive to men, but because this is a book for women, this is who I'm discussing. I'm discussing the problems
that
happen with men.
Sure.
But an emotional... If you are dating somebody and you keep doubting your own perceptions,
right?
If you were made to feel like, oh God, that I feel stupid, or that was something stupid I said, or somebody you're dating should be bringing you up, not making you feel down. So emotional manipulator is going to be somebody who definitely wants to control the relationship and get their own way, but they're using really deceptive and underhanded ways to get you to doubt yourself and to change your own behavior. So if you start, like, the term I hear a lot in sessions is, I feel like I'm losing myself.
Yes.
That's a really bad sign as well.
It is.
So again, there are these... my book, I was going to say therapy helps with this. My book will help with this too. Remember, this is, I'm a student of relationships and attraction and mating, but I do want to emphasize, women beat ourselves up. We have an internal locus of control. We blame ourselves for all the bad stuff that happens.
Yes.
So I do want to emphasize that if you get blindsided, just know you were blindsided. Do not beat yourself up and say,
exactly,
I should have seen that coming. Do read my book, though, because it will help avoid that.
It really will. And the book is Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. Dr. Nancy Lee, right here. And we do have some Gmails coming in. So this is perfect, because can you give us some tips for online dating?
Oh,
that was my next question, actually.
I love we're in synchronicity with our listeners. I love that question, because a great study showed that online dating is now the second most common way that couples meet. So, hello, this is 2019, and if you're looking for somebody, please do go online. So, one tip that I think is really important is, stop looking for that perfect guy online.
Ugh, thank you.
Look for somebody look for somebody kind. Look for a kindred spirit. It's not necessarily obvious, but did somebody's profile make you laugh a little? Was there something in there that really resonated for you? Ladies, it's not all about their job or how good looking they are, because people are going to misrepresent that. But really do try to look for something that just stirs you somehow.
Yes.
And look, it's almost like in a job search.
Yeah.
If you're disappointed, you know, right away, it does take some time.
Sure.
But that said, an interesting statistic, I know this wasn't the question, but it's a really interesting statistic of couples, whether married or just couples or in a relationship, who've met in the last 5 years. Surveys show that 12% of them met online. So don't give up.
Right.
And also, don't be afraid to hide what it is you want. If you're looking for a relationship, it's fine to say that.
Yes.
Research also shows that women who are upfront about what they want, whether it's in a profile or in person, attract the same thing. So don't be vague. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, come out, I want, you know, babies, you know, in 6 months.
Right.
But do be yourself. Again, one of the themes in the book,
and
there's a whole chapter on online dating, is really stand up for yourself, be true to yourself, respect yourself and what you want. And online dating is no different from that.
That's true. That's really true. And be authentic. But and you do have a quick chapter as well, you know, which I really like, about sort of putting yourself together and making yourself look the best you can. And you just kind of throw that in because
as a bonus chapter.
So
yeah. So as a psychologist, you're often, it's often like a no-no. Like people
right.
say, oh, wait, exactly. appearance is shallow.
Yes.
It is not. No, it's no. not shallow. It's a part of life. Hello, again, women, guess how much money, you know this, Michelle, because we were talking about it before
right.
the thing, so you can't guess, but everybody out there guess. Guess how much money American women spent on cosmetics. We spent $42 billion
yes.
on cosmetics.
Oh,
so we
yes.
are getting these mixed messages. On the one hand, hey, it's okay to just let it all hang out
yeah,
and just
right.
be yourself, but you've got to like, wait, buy this cosmetic. A message
right.
that I like to mm-hmm. impart mm-hmm. is it's badass to own your appearance,
mm-hmm.
blemishes and all, but accepting things does not mean you stop trying.
Right.
And fortunately, I again, being in the heart of Beverly Hills, Hollywood, over the years, I've had quite a few models and just the most gorgeous, literally women
yes.
who are voted among people's like 10 top most beautiful women.
Right.
Entertaining. But I've
yeah.
gotten some great tips.
Yes.
So the tips are wonderful. So
no,
I've compiled the tips. Those are in there too. And again, things that are, people may not really realize, for example, exercise is so not shallow.
No.
It's great for, it makes us think more clearly. It improves memory. It leads to longevity. People out there, men, women, if there were a pill that people could take, I wish I had some pharmaceutical talent. I would try and figure this out.
Right.
But if there
yes.
were a pill that people could take that does everything for us
right.
that exercise yeah. does, then it would be a magical pill. It's not magic. 2.5 hours, which is what the American Medical Association recommends of anything a week, just 2.5 hours
yeah,
spread over the week,
right.
brisk walking, you're going to improve how you feel.
Boy, is that true.
And yeah. one, again, I can keep going. We can
yeah.
be here.
No, you're right.
We can be here tomorrow too. But something that tickled me is in 2018, Kate Blanchett was a jury president. And I always, I never get the pronunciation. I guess it's Cannes.
Right, right,
at the
right,
film,
right.
At the film festival. And
right?
a journalist came up to her and asked her, okay, how does female empowerment square with gowns and high heels?
Mm-hmm.
I love her response.
What did she say?
Being intelligent
yes.
does not preclude being attractive.
That's right.
Okay. And
lovely.
what I want to add to that is be yourself, be the best version of yourself. Not
yes.
not necessarily on, you know, Friday or
sure.
Sunday morning, but
right,
when,
right, right.
just at times when you'll see that when you feel good about yourself, like
right.
whether it's, oh, I'm wearing a favorite mm-hmm. pair of jeans, or mm-hmm. it's a good hair day. I don't get many good hair days, but if it's you'll
yeah.
feel empowered
yeah. sure.
and that is not superficial.
Gosh, it's so true. Do you just personal, it's no, just tune your radio down. I'm just going to have a little chat here with Dr. Lee. Do you have some women showing you their profile pictures and saying, what do you think?
Yes. And but
what do you think?
But I'll tell you what, they
yeah.
show it to me only when I ask them to.
Right.
If they're having a lot of troubles or a series of first
right.
date only meetings with men they met online that they are interested in, but the men don't follow up, I do ask to see the profile picture. And sometimes what's problematic is maybe the profile picture was taken 8-9 years ago and it doesn't really represent, you know, it doesn't maybe represent them as accurately. So what I recommend is
yeah.
just use a picture you like, but again, be yourself or be
right.
authentic.
Yes.
Or what's the point? You're going to be putting something out there that's
yes.
that's not necessarily authentic.
Mm.
Another thing, look, ladies. So this is really interesting because a study by OkCupid found
yeah.
that
yeah, yeah.
that a little bit of cleavage is will attract more responses. But then again, there's that fine. And by the way, if you're over the age of da 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 da, okay, I'm going to be random here, but say 50. I hear women say, "Oh gosh, I can't show. I can't have a body shot, or I can't wear that, or I can't show cleavage." Come on, you're a woman.
Yeah.
You look good. Like that. All that shows is that you're proud of your femininity.
Right.
So don't get hung up on age. On the other hand, I've had some patients show me profile pictures where it's too much. Like, again, not to be graphic, but somebody's breasts are like front and center in the picture. And then that's the vibe that they're attracting.
They're going to get a lot of right swipes.
So, yeah. So, no, men are very visual. So a profile picture is really, really important. Men's brains operate much more visually than ours do. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good point.
Well, I mean, I just thought it, I'm sure I was going to say, you know, I'm just visualizing some of the situations too, you know, in my office. And you, as psychologists, we don't want to say, "Oh my God, you look nothing like that picture." No. Because when you meet someone, they're going to be shocked. They're going to be looking around for that person in the coffee shop or the bar or whatever.
And in all fairness to people, perception is very subjective.
Right.
So we see ourselves differently than what the next person may see us. So I may look at a picture of myself from 8 years ago and think that I really, it's not like I'm trying to misrepresent myself, but I may, again, I'm married, so I'm not out there online, but what I'm saying is I may look at a picture, and I do look at old pictures of myself from time to time, and think, I still look like that.
Yes.
But you might not necessarily, somebody else may see you differently.
Right.
So that's why it is, could be really helpful to check it out with somebody really objective.
Right.
Because if you're checking this out with, for example, your best friend, she may actually see you the same way that you see yourself.
Yes.
By the way, and that's very likely because an interesting cognitive quirk is that we do our brains process and see people and ourselves the way we always have, which is great for relationships. Because if you're in a 30-year relationship, and he's like, you know, he's giving the toast and she hasn't changed a bit, in his brain, you probably have it. He's seeing you like he saw you 30 years ago, which is actually wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. John, are you listening?
John, honey. Okay, she does. By the way, the advice that Dr. Nancy Lee just gave women, you know, about their profile pictures online, that goes for you guys too. You know, if you've lost your hair and you've gained pounds and you just look a lot, you know, older, please keep it real. Take some really nice shots and have your friends, you know, say, "Yeah, that's great." Just because it is on both sides, it is kind of shocking, and you'll pick up the vibe when you see that person and you're completely looking different than your profile picture.
Right. You know? That's probably a drawback of online dating, but there it is. It's something we're left with. If you were at an event or even just at your workplace and there's a bald, paunchy guy, but he has the right smile and you're laughing together and you're having a conversation, you probably are not, well, depending on your age, you may think twice, but you're not going to be just focused on the appearance. But again, online, because this is the first point of entry, so to say, and that could be a pun. I didn't mean it as a pun, but
good for you, girl.
But okay,
I like that.
But because this is online dating, there's when you're thumbing through profiles, there is a two-dimensional aspect. So the pictures do take on, I mean, the picture and appearance definitely takes on a whole other dimension than it would be if you met somebody IRL in real life.
That's right. No, exactly. It's getting close to that time. We're going to have to, I know.
Have me back.
I'm
shameless.
Let's do it.
Part two of the book.
That's right. And I, you know, I see a lot of more listeners have tuned in, by the way, sort of at the end here. So if you missed a good deal of the show. I want to tell you that as soon as we get off the air, we'll be up in the archives here on LATalkRadio.com. I'm on Channel 1. Just click on me, Dr. Michelle, on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And the show won't have archive information in it because it'll be today's date. But you can play or download it if you like. Also, all my shows are free on iTunes podcasts on the couch. So you could just find them there. And again, we won't have it up per se in the archives until Sunday.
I'll mention because I always forget.
Yes.
So the book is available on Amazon.
Yeah.
My Instagram handle is Dr. Nancy Lee. It's DrNancyLee. Mm-hmm. For those of you who like Facebook, the book is, well, you can also see my Facebook page. It's called Don't Sleep With Him Yet / the book.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that's how you can, that best ways to find the book and me right now.
Perfect. You took it right out and you jumped in right before I was going to ask. So thank you.
Well,
thank you for being on that. The book again is Don't Sleep With Him Yet, A Badass Guide to Dating in 10 Empowering Steps. If you miss the interview, you'll want to listen to it because boy, did you provide the listeners with a lot of great information about dating. And
thank you. Listeners, I don't know who you are, but I love you. And I love people, and I just want to make dating more fun. And again, one more thing. Also, ladies, look to a partner to enhance your life, not necessarily define your life. You are you. You're great. You are enough. But look to a partner that's making your life more enjoyable, more fun, better. If he doesn't, if he's costing you grief or heartbreak, you don't need him.
Yes.
There are infinite
right.
people out there. There is not just, you know, one person you're meant to be with. So really do look to a partner yes. that's going to enhance your life.
Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Dr. Nancy Lee. And guys, by the way, we love you.
Yes.
We love you guys. We're not, you know, we're not putting you guys down. We're
some
not.
Of you. Some. No, most of you. A lot of you. I mean, we love you guys.
We
yes.
do love you guys. Dr. Lee, thanks. Please
thank
come back
you.
Soon.
Oh,
please,
I can't
please,
wait.
Please. Okay, awesome. All right, guys, take good care. And again, check it out up in the archives. We'll be on the air next Friday at 11 in the morning. Right here Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. And as I always say, do take care of yourself first. And then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works in the world. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
This week.